Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Chaf Hey. Shavuos Daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis in the middle of a number of answers given to a question. So we had yesterday the Mishnah from Maseches Krisos and Daf Yud Gimel, where we had that important Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there could be a case where one could eat one kizayis and be chayev five karbanis. Five kabanas, four of them chatos, and one of them asham. So we listed off chaylev, nosar, hektish, yom kippur, tameh, all five isur. Meir added on one more. Meir said, what about Shabbos? Fine, machlokas. But Gemara said, though, if we say that one could add on another one in isur kolel, if an isur kolel works even when someone makes it up himself, isur haba me'atzmo, so why don't you say there's another Avera, another carbon that could be brought. That's Shvua. So seven answers given. The first one we said was maybe the Mishnah is only listing off Isu Isurim HaBameilav, not HaBameyatzmo. Second answer, maybe the Mishnah is only listing off items that one can't be shoel about. One can't undo. Number three, that's what we're up to now. Iba Yiseima, about 10 lines up in the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Iba Yiseima, Kiktani Karbon Kavua. When was the Mishnah talking about cases of Karbonos Kavua? Cases where you have a chayv of carbon, and that's it. You have to bring this carbon. A chatas is kavua, and an asham is kavua. Carbon olav yored loktani. But the shvua that we're talking about here, shvua's bitu, is olav yored. Depending on your tax bracket, will determine what you have to bring. So the Mishnah is just not interested in that. It's a different type of carbon. I haray tami shachal as a kodesh. But what do you mean? Remember the first parak in Masechah Shvuos? If a tami person eats hektish, so then they are chayv an olav yored too. The carbon olav yored too, and it's listed off. So the Gemara says, no, benasi v'rebi Eliezer he. To Amar Nasi mevi seer. We're talking about a Nasi who ate from Hektish, and Rebbe Eliezer Shita, but a Nasi, if you look at Maseches Harayos, is that he brings a seer, a kavua carbon, so therefore it could be on the list as well. Number four, answer number four is Ravashi. Ravashi Amar kiktani mididachayla kishir. Ravashi says, what is listed? Only something that has an iser that has a minimum amount. Shvua de chayla pachas b'kashir loktani, but a shvua is chal even pachas b'kashir. I guess machlokas how? Some say it's automatic. Rabbi Akiva, who we had earlier in the parak, Rabbi Akiva said, if I say I'm not going to eat and I eat less than a shir, so that's chayif, because automatically. Even if not, you can say mefarish. If you're mefarish the shvua, shvua can be chal less than a shir according to everybody. So that's why shvua is not on them in the Mishnah. I have a hektish. Hektish could also be less than a kazayas. No, answer, habin and shavapruti. You still need a shavapruta when one is talking about the isser of me'ila. When one's talking about me'ila, and as we said a couple of days ago, the chiddush of Reb Chaim, the discussion in the Achronim, what is the root of the isser of me'ila? How much is it bizayon hektish? You're being mevaza hektish by getting hana from it. How much is it gezel? Gezel hektish. Again, another nafkamina, an issue that might point to this is the concept of Kol Reach and Mara, Ein Bo Misha Me'ila. Looking at the Beis HaMikdash, hearing the Levim sing, or smelling the Ketores, there's no Me'ila by that Daraisa. So why is that? So one might say, if it was an issue of Bizayin Hektish, so then maybe it should also be Yasser. It's a Bizayin for you to look at the Beis HaMikdash for your own benefit, and admire the beauty if it's not a sanctified looking, or smelling, if I'm smelling it for my own purposes, or I'm in the shade. But if you say it's an issue of gezels, then if it's Ein Bo Mamish, that's why. That also points to the fact that it is an issue of gezel, which is what Reb Chaim said in Hilchos Me'ila. That is all answer number four. Number five, three lines from the bottom. V'ravashi me'avira amir ebzera, ki katani zdono kares. What averas are listed? Averas that if you had done them b'mezid, you'd be chayev kares. So, for example, if you ate a carbon when you were tameh, or yom kippur, or other if you ate chaylev, all those are kares. Zdono lav loktani doesn't list the ones that have a lav. If you would just an iser, if you would do them b'mezid. I v'hari asham dizdono lav loktani. What about asham? Right by me'ila, you're chayev an asham me'ilos. The iser me'ila is chayev a carbon asham, and that it's zadon. If you do that b'mezid, is only a lav. There's no kares by asham. Rashi here on the bottom talks about exactly what case of me'ila we're talking about. Mezid, shogig, different cheetahs, but vaktani, and it says me'ila, so the Gemara says v'chatas ka'amrinan. At least the chataos that are listed in the Mishnah are ones that are chayav kares if you would do it b'mezid. You're right, asham is a different category, but that's why shvuas is not there, because shvuas would be a chatas, but it wouldn't be kares. So at least the chatos that are listed are only ones that would be chayav kares b'mezid. Different category. Fine, number six. Ravina Amar, ki katani midi dechayil amidi debarachila, who? It only lists items where the Isser is only by food items. food items. Shvua, like what was the other one? Nosar. Nosar is on a food item. Chaylev is a food item. Shvua, the chaylev, amidit, la barachila hu loktani. But a shvua is chal on anything, even something that's not a barachila. Right? Even a non-food item, I can make a shvua about anything. So that's why he doesn't list that. I have a hari hektish, a chal nami aitzim avonim. I could be makdish wood. I could be makdish avonim. So you could be chal on that, right? The isra me'ila of a stone of the azara. So, but that's listed. So the Gemara rejects that one. Ella, sort number seven, last one. Ella kiktani dechayil amidi disbe mashasha. The Mishnah increases, only lists items that have mamashas to it. It is items that are finite that you can put your finger on. Chelev, Nosar, eating on Yom Kippur, all of those, the Isser has mamashas. Shvua, the Chayla, Midid, Lesbe, and Mashasha, a Shvua, which can include something that does not have mamash, like, Kagon, Sheishan, Vashalo, Ishan, I swear, I will sleep today, I won't sleep today, Lo, Ktani. So it does not list those, in the Mishnah. Again, all just these aren't really any halacha lamaisa issues, just in terms of lumdus of categorization, right? Maybe these last 15 lines prove to us that the Gemara is not just interested in halacha lamaisa. You don't need disc lines to that, but it just emphasizes that. This is just saying what the Mishnah lists, what the Mishnah doesn't list. But it's not really any halacha lamaisa ramifications. Correct. Good. One ha'ara, once we're talking about she'ishan v'shelo ishan. If I sleep, if I don't sleep, we'll talk more about that later on in the daf. But sleeping, a big discussion in the Achronim, and in the Rishonim already, can one do a mitzvah when they're sleeping? Can one be yotzei a mitzvah when they're asleep? You know, what mitzvah can you do when you sleep? I don't know, let's say you make a shliach to do something, and he does the mitzvah. Could you get credit when you're sleeping? So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses this, Derech Agav, and Tosas picks up on it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, says Rabbi Yochanan, let's say somebody eats a piece of chalef by accident. He's a chalev. Our Gemara also a chalev. And he's chayv a carbon, the hifrish carbon. And he was mafrish a carbon, and then the hamer daito. And then he became a meshuman. He went off the derech. He threw away his Judaism. And then, Baruch Hashem, b'chazer, but he came back. He did shuva. And his carbon is still standing there. His little shepsula is waiting for him. The Gemara says, could he bring the carbon? No. Hoel v'nidche yidche. Once this carbon was pushed aside, was nidche halachically, it already was tainted and stained because its bilim were meimer, became a mumar. So to forever, you can never give this carbon. It's finished. And the very next line, Rabbi Yochanan also says, same case, ach achil vifresh carbon, but instead of going off the derech, mumar v'nishtate, he became a shote. He lost his senses. He became mentally incapacitated for a moment. And then he became roy again. He became sane. Again, the Rabbi Yochanan says, both those cases, if you become a mumer in the middle, become a shote in the middle, both those cases, your carbon is finished. It's permanently stained. Says the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say both these cases? Both shote and mumar. So if it's tzricha, the Gemara says, d'yesh bina kamaisa, if you only had the first case of the case of mumar, maybe there it's pushed aside because you did that on purpose. But the second case where it happened b'meila was out of your control, here's the line, eima ki yashin dami. Maybe it's just like you're sleeping. And therefore, it doesn't render the karban pasul. The Gemara says, if you're sleeping, it's not a hefsik. Therefore, when you wake up when you sleep, you can give the carbon. So to there, maybe when you become a shote. That's the line of the Gemara. Then the Gemara has the other side of the Shrichosa, which is not for us now. But Tosa says right there, Sanhedrin Mem Zayin, Lav Lagamre Kiyashain. One shouldn't think that he's Lagamre Kiyashain. The Yashain not Chazi, but meaning like a shote is like a Yashain. Meaning a Yashain is Mufka for mitzvahs. That's not true, says Tosfos. The Yashain Chazi Afilu B'Shashu Yashain. Because a Yashain is Ra'uy to give a carbon even when he's sleeping. How do you do that? The Mishnah says in Gittin on Daf Chavches, HaSholeach HaTasu MiMedina Sayam, Makriv Nasa B'Ches Kashu Kayim. The Mishnah says if somebody sends their carbon from Medina Sayam, the Kohanim could bring it, could be Makriv it, and assume the guy's alive. The Gemara doesn't say, maybe he's sleeping. Right? Maybe the time zones, they're going to give it in the morning, maybe he's sleeping. Meaning, doesn't matter. Even if he is sleeping, the Kohanim could give a carbon on your behalf and you could get the mitzvah. This Gemara just means he's like a Yashin, that he does not ruin the carbon in the interim. That's all Ki Yashin Dami means here. So again, Tosfos says clearly, if somebody does it through Shlichus, so then they can be Yotzei the mitzvah. There is a tshuva of the Shelas Yaves. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring it in. It was on my other computer. Chelik at the Makar here. Chelik Beis Simin Sadik Zayin. The Shilas Yavis discusses an unusual case of what about Puravu? Could a man, a woman doesn't have the mitzvah Puravu, but a man. Let's say a man somehow lives with his wife when he's sleeping. The woman goes over to him, and the man is sleeping during the Maisabiya. So, assuming there is some element of the mitzvah at that moment, that is the question of the Shilas Yavis. Could a man be Yosi Puravu? Is it like Ones or not? That's his discussion there. Again, you might just say the whole mitzvah is later on, B'shas Leidah. Then you could ask the question, what if he's sleeping B'shas Leidah? And he's not the woman while his wife is giving birth. So again, all of these, that's another example where it might come up. That's the status of a person when they're sleeping. Could a person just, the final stage, could a person count for a minyan when they're sleeping? What do you think? Yeah, it's Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says sometimes at the end of the Purim Suda, you know, you have some people that are semi-sleeping. So again, that might get into the issues of Shasui also, but which is a separate problem. But the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Nun Hei, right in Arachayim, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, Arachayim in Nun Hei Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Hischil Echad Miasar Lis Palo Levado, Ve'enu Yachol La'anosi Mahem, Oshuhu Yashain, Afilo Hachi Mitzarifi Mahem. The Shulchan Aruch says, a sleeping person could count for a minion. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berura, B'shas HaTchak, you should, but not L'chadchila. Ayin Pri Megadim, Shekasev, Duodin Linyin Zimin Asarav. Somebody's sleeping. What happens at the Seder? Somebody has nine people, and one of the guys fell asleep on the... Could you say Elokeinu? Says the Mishnah Berura, yes, as long as he's there, because you need the Shechina. You need the Shechina to be there. B'kobe Asarav B'shchin Tesharya. It doesn't say, Kobe Asarav awake, Shchin Tesharya. There are 10 Jews there, there's Shechina there. He says, "Lagini kriyas haTorah," and he says, "Kapayim sarach iyun." He says, "Interesting, Mikra Megillah for sure what? That's the Durabanan. For sure, he has to be awake. Out of all of them, kriyas haTorah, and he says, Kapayim zimun. All of those probably okay if he's sleeping. You should wake him up if you can. But lagini kriyas haMegillah bevadai the yashin cannot be mitzarif. Why? Persume nisa. When somebody's sleeping, that is not part of the pirsum ha-nes. Okay, that is the Mishnah Berurah discussion. So he says, l'chadchila v'adei tzarach l'akiso, v'al kalpanim, at least wake him up so he's a little bit misnamnim. He's only snoozing. He's a little bit not totally there. The Gemara talks about it elsewhere. Different stages of sleep and different types of sleep, how deep it is. Could you answer a question, but you cannot ask a question? Will you not remember it? Nim v'no nim tir v'lo tir. But again, that is not for now. But anyway, those are a couple of issues that comes up to sleeping, which a person might swear that he will sleep or he won't sleep. That's Tosfos and Sanhedrin, the Shelos Yavetz, and the Ramot, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. Okay. We are up to the Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Chaf Hei Mesechah Shvuas. Here we go. Echad Dvarim Shal Atzmo VeEchad Dvarim Shal Achirim. One can make a Shvua. Again, what's this break about? Shvuas Bitui. Shvuas Bitui is one of those Shvuas that you can make yourself. It's not a Shvua that Bezdin makes you take. That's the next Prakim. Not the next Perek 4, but after that, we have all the Shvuas that Bezdin makes you take. Shvuas Epikadon, Shvuas Hadayanim, other Durabanans. But we're still talking about Shvuas that you take yourself. So Shvuas Bitui. So you can make a Shvua about something that relates to yourself. VeEchad Dvarim Shal Achirim. Or something that relates to others. I swear I will give so-and-so $50. Right? You can do that too. V'echad v'ram she'yesh ben mamish, and shvuas can include something that has mamish. I swear I will eat. I swear I will walk. Something that has mamashes. V'echad v'ram she'yem ben mamish, or something that has no mamish to it. Rashi already foreshadows that there are two types of ein behem mamish. Sleeping is ein behem mamish, or something I don't get any hana'ah from. Hanah from is also Ein Behem Mamish. And the Mishnah now gives examples. Ketzad, what are examples of all these three? Amar Shvua She'etein L'ish Ploni V'shelo Etein. I swear I will give so-and-so money, or I won't. Or She'nasati V'shelo Nasati. Or I gave or I didn't give. All those four. The four permutations, two future, two past, positive and negative. So all those are Dvarim Shel Atzmo and Dvarim Shel Achirim. She'ishan V'shelo Ishan. That's an example of Ein Bo Mamish. There's no Cheftza involved. She'ishan, right, so the walking case that I said before also might be included in Einbo Mamish. Ishan velo ishan, I will sleep or I won't sleep. That's Einbo Mamish. She'yashanti v'shelo yashanti, or I slept or I didn't sleep. That's all examples of the first type of Einbo Mamish. The other type of Einbo Mamish is what Rashi had said, you don't get any anah. She'ezrok tzor layam, I swear I'll throw a rock into the water. It doesn't benefit me at all. So, it's just a shvua, stam a shvua. Shelo ezrok, shezarakti, v'shelo zarakti. Again, two future, two past. So that's different categories of shvua about yourself, about others, and yesh bo mamish or ein bo mamish. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, now we have a machlokas that we have referred to twice already in this Masechta, all the way back on Daf Gimel. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, eino chayv el alas elavo. We said back on Daf Gimel that that first Mishnah on Daf Beis cannot be like Rabbi Yishmael. Because remember what the Mishnah said, Shtayim Shein Arba, it's two that are four, past and future. Rabbi Yishmael argues, Rabbi Yishmael says the Torah only alludes to Shavuos Bitui about the future, so that's all you're Chayav HaKarbon on. You're only Chayav HaKarbon on Asid Lava on the future. Shenemar Lahara O Lehitiv. To do something that hurts me or to do something that is good to me. That's the future. Lehara O Lehitiv. Rabbi Yishmael says Shavuos Bitui is only future. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Demim Kain, Ainli El Dram Shish Ben Harav Atava. If you're taking the pasuk literally and you're saying it's only future, then take the pasuk even more literally. It's only items that are good and bad for me. Dvarim she'ein bahen harav atava. What if it's just a neutral shvua, like the case that we said before, throwing a rock into the sea? That's not a tava, that's not a ra. Minayin, so you shouldn't include that either. But you include that too. Amar Los Rabbi Shmuel says, no, mi ribi akasev. No, I have an inclusion. The pasuk is extra, so therefore I include it for those cases that even without harav atava. So Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva says, im riba akasev lakach, riba akasev lakach. Once you're going to say you can include things that are not all mafurish, so then you include other things that are not all mafurish as well. So therefore, it ends up being a machlokas tanam, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, shuas bitui. Rabbi Shmuel says only future, while Rabbi Akiva says also past. Good. Okay? Yeah. Gemara. Tana Rabban. Chomer b'nedar mi b'shvuos, chomer b'shvuos mi b'nedar. Says the Braisa. Says the Tosefta. There's a chumra by nedarim that promises that doesn't apply to oaths, and there's a chumra by oaths that doesn't apply to nedarim. Chomer b'nedarim. There's a chumra by nedarim. There's a stringency by nedarim. Shehan nedarim chalim al dvar mitzvah kidvar reshus. I can make a neder about a mitzvah just like I can about a dvar reshus. Masha enkim b'shvuos. For example, I'm not allowed to, if I swear, I won't sit in the sukkah today. That doesn't work. I swear I won't eat matzah the first night of Pesach. That doesn't work. You can't make a shvua. That's what we've had before, more than once. Mushba va'omin me'ar Sinai. I already took a shvua, so you can't take another shvua. Mash'enke, when it comes to a neder, then you can make a shvua on a mitzvah. What's the example? So Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. Mishnah Nedarim says this. Zeh chomer, mi b'nedarim, mi shvuos b'nedarim, chomer, a form of this. We quoted it here from the Tosefta. But if you look at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph and Nedarim, the Mishnah says, Ketzad, konam sukkah sha'ani oseh, lulav sha'ani notel. I should not be able to get hana from the sukkah that I'm making, and a lulav that I am shaking, tefillin shani miniyach, tefillin I'm going to put on, but nedarim aser b'shvuos mutter. Nedarim is aser, because a neder can be chal on a mitzvah. So the shaila is, first of all, how can it be chal on a mitzvah? So the poskim said, because you're not getting rid of the total mitzvah. This sukkah you're making a neder against, but other sukkahs you could use. This lulav, but other sukkahs you can. But achronim are medayek in the language of the Mishnah. What does it say? It says, lulav sha'ani notel, tefillin sha'ani meniach, but it also says, sukkah sha'ani oseh. Sukkah sha'ani oseh? Should be sukkah sha'ani yoshev. Talking about the mitzvah. Netilas lulav, hanachas tefillin, asiyas sukkah? What do you mean asiyas sukkah? It should be yeshiva sukkah. Why is it asiyas sukkah? So this might be an allusion to the chiddush of the Netziv. The Netziv in the She'iltos, and it's commented on the She'iltos, in the almost all the way at the end of the Sefer, there are 171 She'iltos, Kufayin Aleph, but in Kuf Samach Tes, third to last one, that's where the She'iltos, Rav Achaigon, talks about the mitzvah of Sukkah. But his formulation is She'ilta, de Mechayvin, de Beis Yisrael, and it's a Schus, it's just mentioned on the side. The Netziv was Mezakeh the Rabbim in terms of making certain Svarim that were not well learned and not so common to learn, he brought them to the forefront. Because the Netziv wrote a commentary on the She'iltos, and now people learn the She'iltos. Again, some people learn everything. But for the Hamon Am, that would never have learned the She'iltos, so the Netziv made it. The Netziv wrote a commentary on the Sifri, so that's why many learned, those who learn the Sifri could learn it now with the Pirush of the Emek HaNetziv. So that's what the Gavlos of the Netziv, he felt, not only for all of the common Svarim, but even for the uncommon Svarim, he wrote commentaries on and brought it to the forefront. So it says the She'iltos in Kuf Samach Tes. She'ilta. Yeah, it was written by Rav Achoygon. To mechayv in the Beis Yisrael, a mevin mitalalta, every Jew is chayv to build a sukkah, umesava, and sit in it, shiva yomi, 7 days, dechsiv, chag, asukos, tansal, lecha, shivas yamim. 7 days, sit in the sukkahs, vexiv, asukos, teshu, shivas yamim, and then it goes through all the halakhas of sukkahs. Picks up the netziv. What is the Shilto saying? Everybody's obligated to build a sukkah and sit in it? You're chayev to sit in the sukkah. Let's say you go away for sukkahs to a hotel. Let's say you go to your friend's house. You go sit in the sukkah, wonderful. You're yosei the mitzvah. What does it say to build a sukkah? Just like this Mishnah said. What do you mean building a sukkah? That's not part of the mitzvah. That's a hechsher mitzvah. It's not, that's like buying the lulav. So why does he say that? So explains the Netziv, well-known Chiddush. He says right here, Alanira Lilmo Midil Bilashan Rabbeinu, Tiafagav de Iker Mitzvah Sukkah Hua Yeshiva, Ha'asiyah Eina Ela Hachana, even though the Asiyah is a preparation, Mikal Makom, Yeshba Mitzvah, Ba'asher Hachana Zu, Ksuva Batorah, Vachashuva Mishar Hachanas de Mitzvah Sheina Ksuva Batorah. Here it is, the Netziv's Chiddush. There's a difference between a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva Batorah and a Hechsher Mitzvah Sheina Ksuva Batorah. The Torah tells you a mitzvah, but if the Torah goes out of its way to mention the preparatory stage of the mitzvah, then that preparatory stage has independent significance, different than a preparatory stage that's not written in the Torah. So, cutting a shofar off of a ram, that's not written in the Torah. All it says is Yom Teruah, blow it. So, cutting the shofar off of the ram, so that's no different than any other preparatory stage of a mitzvah. Or, anything, buying, what else could be a preparatory stage? Buying the knife. Getting the knife ready to do bris milah. That's a preparatory stage. It just says yimol. So it says yimol. Right? But if there are certain times, five or six cases, where the Torah goes out of its way to mention the hachana, the hechsher in the Torah, that is a different category. It says the Netziv, this is one of them. This is one of them. Right? Psuk chag ha-sukkas tasilcha. And tas is an allusion to the sukkah. Not just the chag of sukkas. Tasilcha. And therefore, they're nafkaminis. The Netziv says, you look at the Gemara in Menachas, daf mem beis. As a whole shakal of atarya, whether one is supposed to make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. On a hechsher mitzvah. And there, the Gemara discusses tzitzis, and tefillin, and sukkah. Those three. And the question is, why only those three? Why doesn't the Gemara bring up other context? Suggest the Netziv, because the only hava mina to make a bracha is hechsher mitzvah ksuva batorah. Right? It says by tzitzis, va'asu lahem tzitzis. Even though the Mishnah is to, even though the mitzvah is to wear them. Sukkah, it says tasa. By all these, it says Batoris, that's why there's a hava mina to make a bracha. Mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho, says the Netziv. Again, he quotes all the sources here. You can look it up. Only would apply to this type of hechsher mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. Maybe that would only apply to a hechsher mitzvah ksuva batara. Shabbos is, by the way, another one. Shabbos, right? It says v'kibadato. It says a pasuk in Yeshayahu. So that's also a hechsher mitzvah ksuva ba navi. But Yeshayahu nun ches v'kibadato me'asos chavzecha. But again, that is another pasuk. He also discusses what about marriage? Is marriage a hechsher mitzvah? That's the machlokas Rambam Rush. Whether marriage is a mitzvah or not, or just a hechsher mitzvah for puravu. If you assume like the Rush is a hechsher mitzvah, so maybe it's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva ba Torah ki yikach, and therefore you would apply mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucha to it. Again, this is all the discussion of the Netziv related to the Mishnah. How do we get into this? Because the Ar Gemara said that a neder can be chal on a dvar mitzvah. Which dvar mitzvah? So the Mishnah in Nedarim says the mitzvah of building a sukkah. Aye, that's a mitzvah. Yes, that's a hechsher mitzvah, ksuva b'Torah, enough to be categorized as a mitzvah. Okay. Weiter, chomer b'shvuas, back to the Gemara, fourth line of the Gemara. Chomer b'shvuas, chumra, astringency by shvuas, that neder doesn't have, shashvuas chalos al dvar she'en bo mamish. A shvua could be chal on something that is intangible. Kedavar she'esh bo mamish, just like on something that's not tangible. Mashen kibir adorim, I'm like a neder. A neder has to be chal on something that is tangible. A shvua could be chal even on a non-tangible. Say, I swear I'm not going to sleep. That's chal, right? Sleep is going to be asur to me, so that is going to be, that's not going to work in a lashon of a neder. The Ran and the Rush and Nedarim both say, why is this? Because a shvua, like the Gemara in Nedarim says, a dav beis, a shvua is an iser gavra. It's chal on the gavra. So the gavra is yesh bo mamish. So even though it's about something that ain't bo mamish, sleep, but a gavra is yesh bo mamish. And that is why it could be chal. A neder is on the chefsa. So if there is no chefsa, so therefore it's not going to work. Okay. Yeah, sleep would be sa'im b'mamash, because there's no chefsa. Continuing. The Gemara continues, the Mishnah said, that if I make a shvuas, an example of a case where it's even on a chayrim, I swear that I will give money to so-and-so, or that I won't give. So my etain. So which person is the recipient that we're talking about? Are we talking about giving money to a poor person? So mushba b'yomai mi'ar sinaihu. So that you're mushba from. You can't take a shvuah about that, because you're mushba. You have to give staka. Chiyuv to give staka. Chiyuv, not just a voluntary mitzvah. Okay, meiser k'safim, how much money? machlokas rishonim, we discussed, most rishonim hold that ma'aser k'safim is a minhag tov that one should take on, but in terms of the basic mitzvah of tzedakah, that's a chiyuv. So, mushma v'yomer sinayu, neshen emar nason titein lo. Ela matana la ashir. So, as we would have said, no, you're giving a matana to an ashir. It just means somebody who's not in the category of needing tzedakah. The Rashba says, the havamina must be yesh migdole rabbonei hatzarfatim. Sha'amru, some great French rabbis, says the Rashba. Sha'amru dafka, when's Mushpa Vilba Mer Sinai? When is there a chiv to give tzedakah at this moment? Dafka kisha'ani shol mimenu tzedakah. If the ani comes knocking on the door and asks, tahashta mushpa litinu, then you have to give him. Hala ani da'alma, do you have to go searching? But if you say, I'm going to give poor person in general, you don't have to go far. If he's there, that's where it applies. That's what the Rabbani Tzarfatim say. Then the Rashba says himself, right, we're only talking about what's the Mushpa V'yomei, giving him a little bit that he's right now. But if more than that, you could say the Shvua is Chal. Because he's not mushpa laha ashiro based on the Torah. He calls in, he says, nichnas bechlal. He says, that's what the Gemara means, la ashir. La ashir doesn't mean a person who's an ashir. It can mean even this same person more than what he needs. Lamala menatzarech lo achshav ashir hu. V'nishpa litein la ashir sh'amru shu chayiv. That's what he says. Fine. That's 3 points. Number one, only if he comes to ask you. Number two, only the basic of need. And then the Rashba quotes something fascinating. What about this case? Dafka kisha'oso acher rotza lakablo. The case must only be that you can take a shvua like this if the recipient accepts to take it. Avalameina rotza lakabel, but what if you go over, you give it, I swear I'm going to give Reuven money, and you go to Reuven, and Reuven doesn't want it! So then niftar zemi shvua, so you're pater from your shvua. Shelo al dashi akabel ha'acher bal kacho nishpa. You didn't swear that he'd take it forcibly, so therefore the conditions of your shvua no longer exist. V'chein b'chotan andalma, the conditions don't exist. And therefore, we say, the Rashba says that you are pater from your shvua. Another answer might be, the Rashba himself says this in Ksubis, he doesn't say it here, but there's a principle called mechila ki'ilu hiskabalti. If I owe somebody money, and I say, here's your money, he says, no, don't worry about it, keep it. So, what is that considered? So, is that I didn't give it to him, or maybe he was mochila to me, it's as if he got it and then gave it to me. That's a big sugya. The roots already in the Rishonim, the Rashba Mesechas Gittin. Mechila kilu is kabalti. So too, the could be here, that the second, it's not just that the conditions of the Tanai don't exist, like the Rashba said. Another way to say it is that maybe you fulfilled your mitzvah, because trying to give it to him, and he doesn't take it, but he's being mochila, basically. Even though he's screaming, I don't want it, he's being mochila, you don't have to give it to him, so therefore it's ki'ilu is kabel, so it's as if he, it's not just the conditions don't exist, but you can say he was b'kayim his shvua. Again, another nafkamina that comes up is shalachmanos. What if I give somebody shalachmanos and they refuse it? No, it's okay. I know you need it for other people. So if they're mochel, so is that where you yotzi your mitzvah of shalachmanos? That relates to a few things. Number one, it's an issue of mechila, and it's an issue of shalachmanos. If shalachmanos is about the suda, so then maybe it's no good. If it's about the achdus, maybe it is good. But it's also an issue of mechila. Even if you want to say it's a din in the suda, so then maybe it's kilu is kabal. So it's as if you got it, give it back. So again, that's another way to get out of the Rashba's issue about mechila. Viter, first wide line. She'ishan, we'll see at the end of this time. I'll mention it now. It's going to be time. There's a related to tzedakah. We're talking about it's the mushla v'yomei arsinai. Tzedakah, we know by tzedakah, there's not only an asay, nason titein, which the Gemara quotes, but there's also an isur of los ames hazavavcha. It's coming up in a couple weeks, parsha. Los ames hazavavcha. So Tosfos uses this idea, the fact that there's an asay and a los asay, to answer up a kasha that the Rishonim ask. In Baba Basra, on Daf Chesma Beis, that's all the tzedakah Gemaras, three blot related to tzedakah. The Gemara says that there was an amora that forced Rav Nasan to give tzedakah. So the Gemara, so Tosfos asks, but what do you mean? The Gemara in Chulin says that any mitzvah that has the schar of the mitzvah written in the Torah, Bezdin does not force you to do. Why? Rashi in Chulin explains, because any mitzvah that has the schar, so you know what you're going to lose if you don't do the mitzvah. I don't have to force you. You see the schar, you're not doing it, you're not going to get the schar. So we don't force. So what do you mean we're forcing? It says, Vaitztaka, Kivarecha Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Ma'asi Yadecha. You're going to get a bracha, so the schar's in there. So it's a mitzvah that matan schar betzida. So, three answers Tosfos gives. Basra Daf Tes. First answer, Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe he forced him with words. He didn't beat him up. Or, number two, Halcha Kiblu Aleim Sheyakufos Anagabai. It was a specific case that they made a tenai in the town that that's what they were going to do. The Re says, you know why they forced him? Because it also has a lav. The principle of Matan Schar B'Tzita, a mitzvah is only where there's only a mitzvah. But if there's a Lo Sa'aseh too, so then it can be forced. And then he quotes the Ritzba, quotes other answers. There's a Rabbi Chanan on this Tosfos, but that is an important Tosfos that is not only an Aseh of Stuka, as our Gemara says here, but there's also a Lo Sa'aseh involved, which helps explain a number of other questions. Fighter, first wide line. She'ishan v'shalo ishan eini. Is this really true? They could take a shvua that about sleeping. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I swear I will not sleep for 3 days, it's obviously a false shvua because a person cannot go 3 days without sleeping. So you whip him for shvuas shav and you let him sleep right away. So why here do we say it's an effective shvua? Gemara says a big difference. Hasam damar gimel. There he says 3 days. Hachad damar gimel. Here he didn't say 3 days. So mustava means 1 day. It means less. So that's why it can be chal. Fine. Says the Ran. Pour an arm in the Ran. The Ran here is in the back. In the back on the Yudam and Aleph and the Dafi Arif. Says the Ran. Mi boyli, I have a question. Ha omer shvua shlo etom klum chodesh yamin. What if somebody says, I'm not going to eat for a month? I'm not going to eat for a month. That's also impossible. So I'm not going to eat for a month. Maudina, what's the din? Should we compare it? Imnid meil l'shvua shlo ishan gimel yamim. Should we compare it just like a person can't sleep for 3 days, so they can't fast for a month, and say, whip him and give him food right away? Should we do that? Or, shezeh gamkin yefshu lamo b'shvua. So, olo, fascinating. Not, why, how could this be different? Because sleep, you're going to fall asleep. You have no choice. Within 3 days, you're going to fall asleep. Eating, yamo b'shvuaso, ashi yistakin. Let him not eat until he comes to deathly ill, and then he'll eat, and he'll be ba'ones. He'll be ba'ones that he has to eat. Right? Or let him die. V'nir Ali, says the Ran, the low dummy. Right? I don't think, l'shalo isha, shloshi yamim, I don't think they should be comparable. Why? T'hasam hayinu taima d'yashin la'alter mebedei shu davar she'i efshar d'balkarcho yashin b'do gimel. There it is. When it comes to sleeping, it's impossible, whether he likes it or not, he's going to fall asleep within 3 days. Hilkach lochai l'shvu aleklas. The shvu is not chalim at all, because you're not going to be able to do it. Avol ze yacholamo b'shvu aso. This guy could keep his shvu of not eating for a month. My amrit she'yamus? What, he's going to die? Right? Once he gets into a sakana, then he's not chayav in the shvu anymore. Right? It's not one of the big three. He's able to eat as long as he needs to live, and then the shvu continues. So I don't think that you should feed him right away. He could fulfill the shvu. And he says, I don't like, but I looked in the Rambam, and the Rambam puts the two shvuas together. The Rambam in Hilcha Shvuas says, what's a shvua shav? Somebody who swears he won't sleep for 3 days, or somebody says he won't eat for a week. So you see, he puts it together. So the Ran says, okay, amazing intellectual honesty. He said what he thinks the chilek is, then he quoted the Rambam, and then he says, you know what? Maybe the Rambam's right, but for a different reason. Amazing how the brain is working here. Ha'adin din emes v'lo v'lav mitaymei. I think the Rambam's right that it's a total wrong shvua, and you have to feed him right away, but for a different reason. Elamishum dehavale nishba lavra al divrei Torah. It's a nishba levatel as hamitzvah. Why? She nishba lahamis as atzmo. Not eating for a month is basically swearing to kill yourself. See, now how to do that. It's an isadaraisa of suicide. Hilka chavile shvua shav. Tiapagav, the nishba lachavel ba'atzmo chaylele shvua. Even though, if you swear to wound yourself, it might be chal, because that's only learned out from a drushas chazal. Nishba lahamis as atzmo. That's mikra mole. Va'achas dimchem lanafshos echemed rosh. Pasva gemarin babakama. So therefore, says the Ran, that's why I think it would be a full shvua, and you would be able to feed him right away. So the Ran, see, so there are three steps. The Ran's Havamina to be Mechalek, the Rambam puts it together, and then the Ran's putting it, agreeing with the Rambam, but for a different reason than the Rambam says. Good. We continue. Itmar. Okay, for the rest of this daf, there's going to be a number of points to say outside, but it's mostly going to be on the daf. This is a Halt Kup daf. The one that just has to focus, and do it a number of times to be able to get it clear, but just to focus on this, we have one machlokes, and then we just keep asking questions and answers on that machlokes from a brisa. But here we go. Itmar. Says the machlokes amora, related to what our Mishnah said. Shvua shezarak ploni tzor layam. V'shalo zarak. Somebody swears about another person whether he threw a rock into the yam or not. Remember, our Mishnah said that a Shua's Bitui is if I could say, I threw a rock, I will throw a rock, that's a regular Shua's Bitui. What happens if I say it about somebody else? I swear that Reuven threw a rock into the Yam. I swear that Reuven didn't throw a rock into the Yam. right? Past tense about somebody else. So is that a Shvuas Bitoy? Rav Amar Chayev, Shmuel Amar Pater. Rav says Chayev, and Shmuel says Pater. Why? Rav Amar Chayev, Isa Belavahain. Rav says, hey, it could be both positive and negative. I could say, Reuven threw a rock, Reuven didn't throw a rock. And those both work as Shvuas. All Rav requires for Shvuas Bitoy is positive and negative. Hain and Lav. If you can say it in both directions, that's all Rav requires for a Shvuas Bitoy. Shmuel Amar Patur. Shmuel says, no, there's another requirement. Lesibala Haba. Shmuel says, no, it doesn't only have to be able to be said in the positive and the negative. It's got to be able to work in the future also. And here, it doesn't work in the future. Because I could say, I swear Reuven threw a rock, I swear Reuven didn't throw a rock, but you can't say, I swear Reuven will throw a rock. That's not in your control. It's not in your control, so therefore you can't give a shmuel like that. That's a meaningless shmua. So therefore, because it's not in your control, that's what Rashi says. She ain't ploni bershusa lizrog, below lizrog. So that's why it's not b'lahaba, and that is Shmuel's chiddush. Shmuel's chiddush is that Shvuas Bitoy requires both a statement that can be said in the positive and in the negative, and it could go for the past and in the future. All four permutations. The Rav says no. The last two, just past, is okay. The Ritva notes, this is going to come up later on the daf also, but just to note, now the Ritva says this whole machlokas is only about a carbon. Regarding Malkus, Shmuel agrees you might get Malkus on this, but this is regarding a carbon, regarding a Shvuas Bitoy for Olav Yored. Again, Rav says all you need is positive, negative, Lav Hain, even if it cannot be formulated in the future, while Shmuel says that you need both, positive and negative, and also in the future. And if you can't do it in the future, that even the past is not called a Shvuas Bitoy. That's Shmuel Shita. So, step one. Maybe this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really the Machlokas in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Remember in our Mishnah, they had a Machlokas about whether Rabbi Shmuel says Shvuas Bitoy is only about the future, and Rabbi Akiva says it's also about the past. Titznan, quoting the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Chayv, Ela Ala Asid Lavo. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Oh, Shvuas Bitoy is only future Shvuas." Shneamar lahora leitiv. Amalor Rabbi Akiva, imkain ainli elz v'ram sheish ben Rava Tova. If you take the pasuk literally, then it's only items that are good and bad to me. Amalor Rabbi Akiva, imkain ainli elz. I'm sorry, I read that. Minayin, v'ram sheish ben Rava Tova minayin. Amalom Rabbi Akasav. Amalom Rabbi Akasav l'kach. Rabbi Akasav l'kach. Fine. So it's a machlokas in the mission that we had between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says Shvuas Bitoy is only on future events, or Rabbi Akiva says even past events. So let's try to link the shitas. Rav the Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rav who says your chayav Shvuas Bitoy about with language that just could work in the past, holds like Rabbi Akiva that Shvuas Bitoy is also in the past. Ushmuel the Amar Rabbi Shmuel, and Shmuel says no, it's got to work in the future. Holds like Rabbi Shmuel that Shvuas Bitoy is only about the future. That's the Havamita right now. The suggestion. So the Gemara says, that doesn't work. No, it's not a parallel. Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel kuli amalo pliki. No, according to Rabbi Shmuel, for sure, he cannot be part of it, because Rav for sure cannot hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel says, Shvuas Bitoy is about the future only, and Rav says, if I swear that my friend threw a rock, that's a Shvuas Bitoy. So Rav is definitely not like Rabbi Shmuel. Hashta milsa de isa bilahaba lo machayev alei Rabbi Shmuel. Something that is in the future, lo machayev alei Rabbi Shmuel lisha avar, a shvua like, I will throw a rock. So that could be work in the past too. I threw a rock. So that works in both. And yet Rabbi Shmuel says it doesn't work in the past. If I say I threw a rock, Rabbi Shmuel is not going to say that's a shvua's bitui. So milsa de lesa b'lahaba mi boy. So of course something that cannot be work in the future at all. Rabbi Shmuel says, if I swear, I will throw a rock. That works. But if I say I threw a rock, that doesn't work. So even though the future one works, the past one doesn't work. So surely, if only the past one works, Rabbi Shmuel is going to reject it. So Rav is for sure cannot work with Rabbi Shmuel. Ki pligi aliva de Rabbi Akiva. The machlokas is within Rabbi Akiva, meaning both Rav and Shmuel could fit into Rabbi Akiva. Rav ka Rabbi Akiva. Rav is like Rabbi Akiva. Pasha. Rabbi Akiva says, Shvuas Bitoy is both future and past. And Rav says here, it's in the past. Ushmuel amar, Shmuel says no. When does Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah say that Shvuas Bitoy is even about past events? Ela milsa di isa b'lahaba, mechayev Rabbi Akiva l'sha'avar. If you have a formulation that can work in the future, so then it also works in the past. But if something that cannot work in the future, so then it's not going to work in the past either. So, step one, what do we have so far? Again, as long as we keep clear, so it'll be a very structured Gemara. We had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We wanted to say, is that a parallel machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva? We ended up saying no. Just a name in Tosfos. We're not going to do what Tosfos says. We're just going to point out the name. Look at Tosfos Rav Damar Rabbi Akiva. Look who he quotes. Pretty unusual. Hiksha Rabbi Ezra Hanavi. Rabbi Ezra Hanavi. Ezra Hanavi. Stosis is quoting. So if you look in the Sharm Sena Balacha, this is a great, shows his Bekius, Rabbi Braun. V'yesh l'dakte, kalom mizman arbi, ba'la nevua. Right? There hasn't been nevua. What do you mean? Ba'li Tosis have nevua. So he says it must be, says the Beis Shlomo, it must be, it's not literal. Because makom nirakein al shem ruach ha-kodesh ha-hayaba. He had some ruach ha-kodesh. But he quotes from other places that you find other Rishonim that are also called this. Maybe it's all Ruach HaKodesh. Tosfos Maseches Gittin Daf Ches also quotes Ezra Hanavi. The Mordechai in Yevamos quotes Hanavi Mimunktur. And the Rokeach quotes the Navi Mitzarfas. Got a Bekiyas and everything to be able to put together all of these Shittas. But again, sometimes you find these Baalei Tosfos called Hanavi. So again, it means some type of prophetic vision or visions were given to these types of special people. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we have the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So let's say it's linked to a different Machlokas. Lame again. What's the Machlokas? Rav says Shmuel's Biti only requires positive negative. That's the requirement. Shmuel says it requires positive and negative and past and future. So lema biplugta Rabbi Huda Rabbi Meir Rabbanan Kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing about the following Machlokas. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in the two blot from now nishba lavatel asamitzvah velo bitel pater. If I swear that I'm going to be mevatel a mitzvah, I swear I'm not going to wear tefillin. And I wore tefillin. So pater on pater, because that was nishba, mushba v'yom merasina, and the shul wasn't chal. L'kayim es ha-mitzvah, what if I swear I'm going to wear tefillin, v'lo kiyim, and I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, I didn't wear tefillin. Pater, I'm also pater. Because it's nishba levatel, nishba l'kayim. None of those work. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Shahaya bedin sheyehe chayiv kediv Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that in the latter case, where I swear I will put on tefillin and I don't, should be chayav for shvuah too. Why? Tam Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Uma im harishus she'eino mushba le'mi'ar Sinai. If a voluntary action, harihu chayav alei, if I swear by doing a voluntary action, so I am chayav for that. Mitzvah she'mushba le'mi'ar Sinai. If I'm already sworn to do it, eino din she'chayav alei. Shouldn't the shvuah just bolster it, make it even stronger? That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Shita, that nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah should be chayiv if you're not mekayim it. Amru lo, the Rabbanan say back, no, lo. Im amarta b'shvuas ha-reshus shekin asa b'alav kehein. No, by shvuas reshus, you could have positive and negative by voluntary actions. Tomar b'shvuas mitzvah shekin lo asa b'alav kehein. But by a shvuas mitzvah, you don't have lav kehein, meaning you can't swear I won't put on tefillin. So therefore, that's why it doesn't work. That's the end of that Mishnah. But now let's say, so we have a machlokas here about nishva l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, whether you're chayav or pater. So neima, let's link them. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who says that you don't need, right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira has the lower standard that you don't need lav kehein. Ushmuel damar karabanan. And Shmuel who has the higher standard to hold like the Rabbanan, that you need lav kehein. So is that a parallel machlokas? The Gemara says right away, no. Aliva, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira kuli amalo pligi. No, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira for sure cannot, both of them cannot fit in. Meaning Shmuel for sure cannot hold like him. Shmuel has the highest standard. By Shmuel's B2, you need positive, negative, and past and future. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira doesn't even need lavahein. Hasha lavahein lo boy. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira doesn't even need positive, negative. La habo, l'shavar boy. So past and future, he would need. So kipligi aliba the Rabbanan, but both shitas can fit in within the Rabbanan shita of that Mishnah. Shmuel karabanan. Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan straight, meaning you need positive, negative, future, past. The Rav, and Rav says, kilo machayvi Rabbanan belavahein, dichsiv lahola haraul heitiv behedya. When aren't they machayiv? Because you need lav and hain. Avalabolusha avar, to be read the cry, asu machayvi. Right, but by who says they need past and future? Maybe only lava hain. So Rav says I can fit into them as well. Okay, so we tried twice. Maybe it's Pala Machlokas, and it did not work. So Mazav Rav Hamnuna says Rav Hamnuna. Rav Huna asked another kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel again, who requires for Shua's Bitui, positive, negative, past and future. Lo achalti hayom, velo inachti tefillin hayom. Again, the Mishnah later on. If somebody says I didn't eat today, I didn't put on tefillin today. Velo achalti hanachti tefillin hayom. Let's say somebody, whatever the case may be, he didn't put on tefillin. Mashbiach ani, swear to me, v'amar amen. And he says, yeah, I swear I didn't put on tefillin. And then it comes out that he did. Chayiv, he's chayiv in that case, for a shvuah's bitui. So again, bishlam alo achalti, the shvuah of I swear I ate today, isa, below ochel, so that it could go both positive and negative. So that's why that's a shvuah's bitui. I swear I ate, I swear I didn't eat. El alohi nachti, mi isa below aniach, but I didn't put on tefillin. But does that work in the future? I will not put on tefillin. You can't make a shvuah like that. So according to Rav, no problem. Rav says, well, you need his past. But Shmuel says, if it can't work in the future, then the past one doesn't work either. So according to Shmuel, it's a kasha. So answers the Gemara, who most of whom a farek law. So Rav Hamnuna gave the ask, but he also gave the answer. Litzadinktani, he says, split up the line in the Mishnah. Lo achalti lekarbon. The issue that he's chayef for lo achalti means a karbon, because that could work both positive, negative, future, past. Lo hinachti l'malkus, but lo hinachti, that means for Malkus, as the Ritva said at the beginning of the sugya. The machlokus Rav and Shmuel is not about Malkus. Everybody agrees you get Malkus. The machlokus is karbon. So that's why how Shmuel would read the Mishnah. Next, Masav Rava, another try. Again, the Ritva deals with here, maybe you could take a general shvuah. I swear I won't put anything on my head. Tefillin would be nechlal on that. Is that good enough? And he says, no, that's not good enough. That's not, that wouldn't be considered a hain, future one as well. Okay, look at that Ritva. Masav Rav Aviter. Ezi Shvuah Shav. The next Mishnah. We're getting all the Mishnahs later in the parak. Quoted right here. Ezi Shvuah Shav. What is a Shvuah Shav? Nishba L'shanos is a Yadu La'adam. We mentioned Shvuah Shav. Four types of Shvuah Shav. Here's one of them. I swear. Right, one Shvuah Shav was, I swear that something is not true. So right here. Shvuah Shav is you swear against the Metzias. L'shanos says a Yadu La'adam. But Amar L'amit Shal Evin Shvuah Shav. I swear a rock is a piece of gold. Va'amar Ula, and Ula says, V'unshinika l'gimu b'nei adam, as long as three people know it already, as long as three people recognize it as a stone, so then if you swear then that it's a zav, so that's a shvuah shav. So we darshan, time of the nikar, it's only if three people knew about it. Halo nikar, but if three people didn't know about it, then over mishum shvuas bitui, then it wouldn't be called a shvuas shav, it would be a shvuas bitui, meaning you'd be chayiv a olav yored, v'amayv ha'enu b'yehe shal zav, it can't go in the future, again, Shmuel. This rock, I swear that this rock will become gold. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't work in the future. So if you're saying it's all Shuas Bitus, it doesn't work. So Moshe again, he says, no, wrong diak. Nikar over Mishum Shvuah Shav. If everybody knows about it, then it's a Shvuah Shav, because it's a meaningless Shvuah. Everybody knows it's a rock, so you swear it's gold. It's meaningless. That's a Shvuah Shav. Lo Nikar over Mishum Shvuah Sheker. If not everybody knows about it, then it's just a Sheker. It's a lie. Not Shav, because not everybody knows you're wrong yet, but it's Sheker, because it's a lie, and therefore, it would still not be a problem according to Shmuel. What's the Nafkamina, whether it's Shav or Sheker? So we mentioned, from Shabbos' daf, Rashi on the Amud Beis, Chatham of Beis, Rashi goes, Linin Hasra. Linin Hasra, the Ritva also quotes it here. Linin Hasra, what the Rashi says, when you give Hasra for a person, for an Aveira, you have to quote the Pasuk. So which Pasuk should you quote? Should you quote the Shav Pasuk, or should you quote the Sheker Pasuk? That is a Machlokas. Vaiter, a little bit more. Amar Abayo, Umode Rav. Rav says, Rav admits, even though Rav just says, you need positive and negative, hein and lav in your formulation, but you don't need future. Mode Rav, ba'omer l'chaveiro, shvua shani yodei alo chaedis. What if somebody says, I swear I know testimony for you? Vishtacha delo yadalei. And it comes out that he didn't know testimony. De putter. In that case, he would be putter. Even though he said, it sounds like a shvua. Rav is the most inclusive for shvua's bitui. That is not included. Why? Ho, if I say I swear no testimony, and it comes out that I didn't, because in the future it doesn't work. What do you mean it doesn't work? It doesn't work in the negative. I know Adis, but Rav at least requires positive and negative. What's the negative? I don't know Adis. That's not it in the world of Shuas Bitui. That's in the world of Shuas Ha'edis. So that's why it's not within this world in Hina Lav, and that's why Rav would agree that you're Potter. Again, Shuas Ha'edis is the next parak, four blot from now, Daf Lamed, starts parak Shuas Ha'edis, where I swear I don't know Ha'edis for you, and it ends up that I do. So Rav would agree in that case. Continuing, Yadati Velo Yadati. If somebody says, I knew or I don't know something for you, Tosfos says, not in the case of Ha'edis, right? Because then it's not okay, but you need it now, because that's Shuas Ha'edis. Does I know something for you about you and not? Machlokas. That would be the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, because that's past, but it could be worked out, both positive and negative. Ha'edosi v'lo ha'edosi, Machlokas. Also, if I say, I testified for you, I didn't testify for you, that could also both be in the positive and the negative. So it works out for Rav, because it could be in the past, but it can't be in the future. So, Shmuel. So now, next question, which we'll finish off with today. Bishlamo l'Shmuel, d'amar milsa d'lesa b'lahaba, lo machayev alei l'sha'avar. We're going to Shmuel. We've asked all the kashas on Shmuel. Shmuel's gotten beaten up. So now we're going to ask one question on Rav. According to Shmuel, it works out, because Shmuel says, anything that cannot be formulated in the future, you're not chayev for in the past, lo hachi afki rachmano l'shvuas edus michal shvuas bitui. That's why there's a new category of karbon, Shvuas Ha'edus. Because Shvuas Ha'edus is something that is about the past I know testimony, I don't know testimony for you. And Shavuos Eidus is not about the future. He doesn't know if he's going to know testimony about him in the future. That's why you need a new category, Shavuos Eidus. Ela l'Rav, my hechus avki rachmanim, but according to Rav, what's the chiddush of Shavuos Eidus? Why can't it just be a subcategory of Shavuos Bitui? So a number of answers given, we'll start. Amru Ravana Kameh Dabaya, one answer, li chayuv elei tarti. Maybe it's just you chayv too, so you'll be chayv Bitui and Eidus. So Amalu Tardi Lo Matzisu Amrisu. Abaye said, no, you can't say that. The Tanya, it says there, the end of Parshas Vayikra, La'achas Me'ela. La'achas Adam Machayva, V'yadam Machayva Shtayim. You'll have one. So that answer is rejected. So according to Abaya, according to Rav, what's the chiddush of Shavuos Eidus that you couldn't have known in Shavuos Bitui? Look at the Tanya. Bekula Nemar Venelam, Mekano Nemar Venelam. It says Venelam by all the other cases, but not by Shavuos Eidus. L'chayev alamezik ashogig, to teach me that this carbon is chayev even if you did the Avera b'mezid. You swore you didn't know testimony and you caused the guy a monetary loss. You could have caused him a monetary loss. So you see, you're chayev even b'mezid. Maybe that drusha is just to tell me by mezid you can only be chayev one. Shua say this, but by shogi you be chayev both. So Amalehu, he says no. Lav haynu daamri la achas achas adam chayev v'yadam chayev ushtayim. If you be mezid miikatarti by mezid, of course you're not going to be chayev two because you can't formulate the shvuas in all the permutations in that way. The pasuk must be talking about shogeg, and it says achas by shogeg, so that's why that's the chiddush of shvuas ha'edus, that it's only about mezid. That is answer number two. Number three we'll finish off with Rava Amar mishum davi davar shebechlal v'yasalini medavar achadosh in l'chabo el chidusho bovad. Once something, you're right, it could have been included in shvuas bitu, he says Rava, but once it went out to teach me a new halacha, which new halacha? Rashi quotes it, third wide line in Rashi, that Shavuos Eidus, which we'll discuss that more at length on Daf Lamin, Re'uyin Lahaid, it has to be a Kasher Eidim and in Bezdin. So that's a Dover Chiddush. So once it's a Chiddush, so then that's why it went out to teach me that Chiddush. Okay, we'll have to stop here with these three answers, but we'll continue tomorrow with a big Daf, continuing our discussion of Shavuos Bitui. Okay, Parshas here tonight, ou.org, Parshas Vaeschanan, Hashem, it'll be uploaded by tomorrow morning.